The business news now. Here's Petula.
Thanks, Mary. Flowgas has announced plans to deliver €50 million worth of solar energy projects over the next 5 years to large businesses through its new solar as a service offering. It will enable businesses to harness the power of rooftop and ground mounted solar photovoltaic panels on their premises without any capital investment. To tell us more, we're joined by Flowgas Managing Director John Rooney. Good morning.
Morning, Petula.
Will you give us more detail? What exactly is Flowgas offering businesses here?
I suppose it's offering, or we're offering businesses the opportunity to install significant amount of solar, either on the rooftop or on the ground, without having to dip into their capital investment or capital funds. We can provide that, and we also provide the full service, including the maintenance of the panels, the guaranteed output, and build it into a price that will then allow them to reduce their energy costs because of their generation, but also reduce their carbon emissions as well.
This is aimed at big business. They'll need to have rooftop space or ground space for these solar panels.
Yeah, they would, yeah, typically. But then again, many SMEs also own their own rooftop and may have some ground. But mostly it's rooftop for the SMEs, and some of the larger businesses will have ground.
So solar as a service, so businesses that sign up, will they become your customers?
Not necessarily, they don't have to, but we would like to, and we do already have nearly 50,000 business customers in Ireland, so there's no reason why they couldn't come to us as well for their supply.
Will solar energy become a bigger part of your business? I mean, you're called Flowgas, so but will you need a name change?
I don't think so. We're around 50 years, so but you know, you can't say, you can never say never, but you think of Bord Gáis selling electricity, Electric Ireland selling gas. We've been selling gas for 50 years, but we have been selling electricity for the last 5 or 6 years. We have about 10% market share in the business sector, to 2.5% share in residential, but it's growing, and we do have ambitions to grow that further, and solar will fuel that, because we have great interest from our customers in installing solar and reducing their energy costs. That's ultimately what it's about.
Flowgas has around 70,000 residential customers for electricity and gas in the Republic of Ireland. Is offering solar energy for residential customers a long-term objective of the company?
Well, we're already doing it. We're probably installing between 5 and 10 installs a week at the moment. But in terms of this particular service, solar as a service, it is aimed more at the business community, because it's, you know, many of those installations could cost six-figure sums, and that's what this fund is about, this 50 million fund. But for homes, many of them, we are finding the early adopters are adopting solar. They're using it from their own funds, or our grants available, of course, as well. But as the next stage to get on beyond the early adopters, I think we as an industry, and we in Flowgas, will have to look at new innovations to try and attract them, because we all have to try and reduce the country's carbon emissions and make sure that Ireland hits its 2030 targets.
What's holding back businesses and residential customers, do you think?
Perhaps the capital in the case of businesses, because they have many other priorities, shall we say. It might be around operation efficiency, it might be around changing their truck fleet to bio-CNG or HVO ready. So it's the upfront cost, and that's what this fund is about, to try and encourage them to make the switch without having to worry about the upfront cost, because that's what we will cover, and we'll also cover the maintenance and the generation side from the panels.
Very briefly, what's your view on the report on infrastructure by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, saying that housing, health, transport and electricity all require investment?
Oh, they do. I mean, they talked about 60,000 homes a year. They all need to be lit up and heated, and we need to generate the energy to power those homes, but it needs to be renewable energy. It really does, in order for Ireland to hit its 2030 targets.
John Rooney, Flowgas Managing Director, thank you very much for coming on the programme.